Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Martinez and Fletcher join him in the backfield. It's going to be an RPO. Fires caught by Restrepo. He's got the record and more. He's in the open field. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. It's a foot race at the 10. At the 5. Touchdown. It's a record-breaking touchdown reception for Xavier Restrepo. And they're gone wild with the light. It's a Hurricanes party. Miami 45, Duke 31. The crowd is wild with jubilation and a big sigh of relief.
And the guy to meet him on the sideline, Michael Irvin and his entire team. How about that one?
66 yards on the touchdown.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Man, we got a big, big game. I can't remember the last time University of Miami has played for more, will play for more than they will with this game against Wake Forest Saturday at 12 o'clock with a passing game that has just been so much fun to watch every week, like maybe we've never seen in the history of the University of Miami. It's been that good. And joining us right now is Canes wide receiver Xavier Restrepo. X, how you doing this morning, bud?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing great. And by the way, congratulations on being a Fred Biletnikoff Award semifinalist as the best wide receiver in the country. You got to be pretty excited.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, for sure. All glory to God.
Well, listen, we've got so much to talk about. I had no idea this passing game was going to be so much fun to watch, but I got to tell you, and by the way, I mean, a lot of them you've needed to come up with big, big plays late in the game. You guys been down, the passing game and the offense, been able to bring it back. What has this season been like for you so far?
It's been really fun and just action-based. You know, when you have a group of guys like this around you, it's so fun and so easy to just go out there and play free and confidently, knowing that, you know, you got the best at each position on your side of the ball.
Hey, I'm curious, and I was talking to you during spring a little bit with your mom and dad there, and we were talking about all the things that you do so well anyway that we watch. And now you got Cam Ward. I see you in spring with them, and, you know, they're not tackling, and so I don't know if the D lineman could have got him or not, but he's making crazy throws all over the place. Did you have any idea from spring football until even starting camp that he was going to be this good?
I mean, I had an idea, but I didn't know it was to this extent, if that makes sense.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, the dude just runs around and makes plays. It's quite ridiculous.
You know, you guys really, I noticed during camp, really started to pick up a connection. He felt comfortable. Certain situations to go to you, whether it was a move, the chains, or even something down the field. Talk about getting that chemistry and how much time you guys have spent together to get to this point.
No, for sure. I mean, we spent an unlimited amount of hours together. The good thing is that, you know, with the limited time that we've had with each other, we're still continuing to grow our relationship and our chemistry. So, I mean, what you've seen is just the best until the next time, you know. So each and every single week we're working on our chemistry, our timing, and just looking forward to be better.
I know you got some games coming up, and we'll talk about those in a second, but I want to just talk about you personally for a second. Do you ever think, coming out of Broward County and wanting to go to the University of Miami, you'd be sitting here with a lot of the receiver records that you now own, with all the great ones that have played here? Do you ever think you'd be number one?
I mean, I definitely, you know, thought I could do it, but to actually do it is a whole different story, you know. To actually put in the work and, you know, receive the fruits of the labor is just, you know, just mind-boggling to me. I'm just super blessed.
Well, I got to ask you, man, toughness, your hands, your route running. Your route running, by the way, is off the charts. Your ability to run routes, your patience, and then even this year, I think even more than ever, your yak, yards after catch, your blocking, I mean, just the whole thing. You and being clutch, especially in the fourth quarter with some of the plays you've been able to make. Which one of those things you take most pride in, or is it just being a well-rounded wide receiver?
Thank you so much for the compliments. But, I try to perfect all types of part of my game. You know, obviously I'm never going to perfect it, but that's what I strive to do. You know, there's not one singular thing that I try to, you know, overcompensate in an aspect of trying to be the best at. You know, I'll try to, you know, bring that full wide receiver to any team I go to. And, our coaches are doing a great job with, you know, using me, and I'm just super blessed, again, to be on a team with tons of super, super talented guys.
Yeah, no, listen, this team, this offense just looks from top to bottom. It doesn't look like there's a weakness, whether you got two 230-pound backs and everything else and a tight ends that you have, and that group of wide receivers all made big, big plays all season. So here we go. Even after the loss, you guys understand if you win this thing that you win these next couple of games, you're going to the playoffs. What's everybody talking about? I know that loss was disappointing. You had the bye week to kind of clean it up. What's the message that everybody's talking about, especially you being one of the leaders on this team?
Right. I mean, I think we all have a common goal, you know, and it is to, you know, play for the national championship, win the ACC championship. So I think we just got to go week by week, just do what got us here, you know, and it's just trying to go 1-0 each and every single week and, you know, put the work in on Green Tree and have fun on Saturdays. That's our expectation. So anything less than that, we're letting ourselves down. So it's not really like a, oh my gosh, like we're in this type of situation. You know, like we expected ourselves to be in this situation. We knew that we were going to be in the situation, and we're ready to be in the situation.
Well, listen, it's a great opportunity, and it's kind of weird, right? After all these years, you being a wide receiver here, this is the last home game, man. This got to be real special for you and probably for a lot of other guys.
No doubt. I mean, yeah, I remember coming in here, you know, like it was yesterday, coming in University of Miami. I'm just super blessed with the opportunity that was presented to me, and been trying to take advantage of it ever since I got here. So it definitely is going to be a special one, and definitely going to miss playing in Hard Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I got to tell you, one of the coolest things I've seen all year with you guys is having Michael Irvin, who, by the way, is a Broward County guy, as you know, born and raised up there. How cool is that to see him no matter where you guys are playing? There he is, one of the great receivers of all time, a Hall of Famer, jumping up and down like a cheerleader.
No, for sure. I mean, when you have guys like that around you, just giving you advice and just giving you so much confidence, you honestly have all the confidence, you know, because – a guy that's done it at the highest levels, and not only done it, but just absolutely excelled, you know, through each and every single level of football. It just kind of, you know, brings attention to your mind. Like, you know, if he's saying I'm the best to ever do it, it's like, you know, why not? You know, why not me? So just having, again, having guys like that around you consistently 24/7 is just amazing. And that's the reason why you come to the U.
Well, I got to then let me follow it up with after the loss and now you got the bye week. What's been – is there a certain message you kind of sense? We had Coach on Monday, and he talked about, hey, man, let's clean it up, and we are off to the next game. What's it been like for the players? What have you guys kind of talked about as it looks like a really close team?
Right. I mean, we're just trying to uphold our culture. You know, that's obviously – always at a premium. We always try to uphold the culture, and we have the, you know, 1-0 mentality. So that's basically like, obviously we lost to Georgia Tech, but we're not focused on that anymore. You know,
yeah.
We took the lesson. We took the lesson, but we didn't dwell on the loss, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So yeah, we're just trying to build our team culture, keep it at an ultimate high, and, you know, just do what we need to do.
Hey, I always wonder, you're a young guy and a lot of people now, you obviously got a lot of fans. How hard is it to block out the good or the bad noise from social media and all the other things? And you got family. I mean, you're a local guy. Is it hard to just block everything out and just focus on what's next? We always talk about that, especially with, as you know, social media can be really nice and it can be vicious too.
Right, I mean, we have amazing fans, but, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a God-fearing man, so I don't pay attention to nothing other than, you know, what the Lord says and what His Word says. So I just humble myself like that, you know, because I give all the glory to the man above, and I know that without Him, none of this is possible. So that's kind of how I stay level-headed, and I stay humble. I just give all the glory to Him, and again, just remind myself that He is the King.
Well, I got to tell you, Xavier, it's working, and you are having one hell of a season, and so is this football team. A chance to get it to 10-1, Wake Forest, in town for a 12 o'clock start, and a chance to watch this offense. And my gosh, the numbers you guys are putting up overall is one of the top offenses in the country, and like almost every number, it's just been so much fun. I just want to thank you, man. Thank you for coming on this morning and everything else. I hope we get a chance to have you on the next couple of weeks with a lot of good news. So thank you.
For sure. No doubt. Thank you so much. I appreciate you a lot for this amazing opportunity.